How hard was it the other night to go out there?
It was probably one of the hardest things I've ever done. But with me being able to go play and Shanahan, you know, leaving it up to me, it kind of took my mind off it. But after the game, you know, kind of got back on me. But it was tough, though.
So no doubt this weekend you're going to play, and then Monday's the funeral, right?
Yeah, I'm going to play. Sunday's the wait, and Monday, right at the game, I'm flying back home, going to the funeral.
That's Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Difficult to concentrate this week? I mean, you got a lot of concentration to do as a football player.
Once I step on the field, you know, it's all about football. And when I get off the field, you know, I get back to that and talk to my family at home, you know, try to keep everybody okay. But once I'm on the field, I'm focused on the game.
What kind of support have you gotten from your teammates?
I got a lot of support. Hundreds of texts every day from the offense to defense. I mean, Shanahan's real supportive of me. You know, he left it up to me, you know, how I want to do this, what I want to do when I want to come back, or how I'm going to do this. I gave him what I want to do, and he kind of gave me some feedback where he thinks, and we just worked it out, and it was all right, you know. And I feel comfortable with it, and it's all right.
What did you have to do to catch up to not being here yesterday? Just, you know, more study?
Or? Come in earlier. I came in at 6 and got in the playbook right away. We usually don't have to be until 8:15. And got in the playbook, came out there, didn't have any missed assignments, and it was okay.
Was it nice to get home and just be around family again?
Yeah, it was. It was good to be home and talk to my dad. You know, my dad, he kind of down right now. But he's holding up a lot stronger than what I thought. My little sisters.
What can you tell us about your mom? What kind of lady was she?
Oh, wonderful woman, man. She raised all of us good, man. She did is 11 of us. And what she did was made sure she stayed around long enough to see all of us be able to take care of ourselves. You know, my younger sisters, they are, my youngest, 20? 20, she's working, got her own place, everything's good, and she stuck around long enough. My mom actually died 6 times Monday. She passed early, she passed, came back, passed. I don't think she really wanted to go, but maybe it's best that she went.
Was it a surprise, or she'd been ill? I mean,
she had been ill since training camp.
Okay.
Lost her foot, then came, lost her leg, then lost both her legs, and it was just getting worse and worse. The infection didn't stop, and it got in her blood system, and she had a heart attack, and the body wasn't strong enough to defend it.
Sounds like when you said about what happened on Monday, she had a pretty strong fighting spirit, especially with what you just said, with 11 kids and things that she went through up to that point.
She fought. She fought, man. She fought. And,
did you get that from her, though? I mean, your fighting kind of spirit?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Mom and Dad, most definitely.
Diabetes, was it?
Complications? Yeah. Mom and Dad has that. So.
Was that game, is that the toughest thing you've had to do is playing that game? Was it the toughest game you ever played? Tough was it to try to?
It was one of them. It was, once I stepped on the field, you know, I never been more focused in my life on the same game. I seen everything before it happened. It was just, things moved a lot slower for me. You know, maybe because I was so focused on trying to focus on the football game instead of my mom. But it was all right.